Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Op die paaie, baie stadig in Sandton op die M1 Suid, daar so ongeluk naby Grayston Rylaan en dan in Lynnbroe Park, 'n ongelukstoneel op die N3 Noord naby Marlborough Rylaan wat die verkeer in die area vertraag.
So op Valentynsdag voorspel ekonome by FNB dat besteding in die dubbelsyfers gaan styg vanjaar, dit nou op 'n 11% jaar-op-jaar verhoging verlede jaar. So toe het mense heelwat geld spandeer op sjokolade, blomme en juwele, om maar 'n paar te noem. Sjokoladeverkope het verlede jaar met 60% gestyg en blomverkope met 83%. Here's Ashley Safi's vriendelike raad.
We encourage our customers to not make emotional purchases that could potentially over-endow them.
Intussen vra die Departement van Gesondheid in KwaZulu-Natal vir kalmte te midde van hand, voet en mond ontstekings in die eThekwini munisipaliteit. Die departement daar sê hoewel 6 gevalle verlede week by verskeie skole aangemeld is, is daar geen rede tot kommer nie. Meer oor die en ander stories om 6. Intussen maak ons 'n draai op die sakefront en Frans Knightler van PSG Welvaart in Pretoria begin met die internasionale markte.
Op die internasionale front sluit markte in Asie wesentlik sterker gisterand met die Hang Seng Indeks wat sowat 3.5% styg. Dit is veral Chinese tegnologie aandele wat baie sterk lopies toon en pryse van Tencent sowel as Alibaba sluit bykans 6% hoër. In Europa verhandel markte gemeng vandag. Die Franse CAC 40 styg met 0.3%, die Duitse DAX daal met 0.3% en in die VK verhandel die FTSE 100 blik 0.3% laer.
In die VSA sluit die S&P 0.1% sterker, maar hoe lyk dinge hier in Suid-Afrika?
Op die plaaslike front verhandel die JSE Algehele Indeks 1% sterker op 'n nuwe algehele hoogtepunt van 88.746 punte. Aandele van Naspers verhandel dan ook op 'n nuwe algehele hoogtepunt van R4,575 per aandeel en hy is so wat 6% sterker op die dag. Ons sien ook sterk lopies onder mynbou aandele en die Hulbron 10 indeks wat so wat 1% sterker verhandel.
$1 staan op R18,36, €1 R19,27 en £1 R23,15. Goud verhandel teen $2,904.92 per fyn ons en Brent ruolie teen $75.47 per vat. Ek is Marlene Versheer, meer nuus om 6.
We start off with the live cricket action that's on the go at the moment. It is the final match of the Tri-Nation series between South Africa, Pakistan and New Zealand. And the match, of course, being played between Pakistan and New Zealand with the hosts making 242. They were bowled out in 49 and a half overs. The top scorer there, Mohammad Rizwan, the captain in response at the moment, 33 overs gone. And the score is at 145-3 with Daryl Mitchell and Tom Latham still at the crease on 27 and 17 for the Black Caps, respectively. Now, Bulls director of rugby Jake White named Willy Leroux at fly half once again this weekend for the URC clash. It is a derby against the Sharks tomorrow. Match kicks off at 5. Leroux links up with Ambrose Papier as the starting halfbacks, and in the back three, well, it's quite formidable with Devin Williams, Sergil Pearson, as well as Kanan Moody. And if the Lions forwards show up tomorrow in the match against the Stormers, their back line should be able to create some sort of magic with scrum half Morne van den Berg and fly half Gianni Lombard at the helm for the Lions at Ellis Park tomorrow. And staying with rugby news, Springbok coach Rassie Rasmus has invited an extended squad of 56 players to an alignment camp. It's happening in Cape Town next week, and we're preparing for the 2025 international season. The players, of course, are from the South African teams, and a large number of players, of course, included makes it difficult to read what Erasmus is thinking, but he did also pick 38-year-old